Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Heidi. Thank you so much for tuning in to Adventures of Amy Rose today. We're talking today about Amy Rose's school play. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
This article tells the story of Amy Rose's school play and how her character changed over time. Amy Rose is a flutist who is also a professor at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater and Dance. She is married to Sonic the Hedgehog, and they have a child together. Dash.
Amy Rose is a flutist extraordinaire. She is the principal flutist of the Michigan Symphony Band and a soloist chamber musician. She was also part of the Brevard Music Center Orchestra. Amy has an exceptional musical talent and is a passionate musician, orchestral player, and composer. Her creativity with her muses allows her to write symphonic works that are performed by symphony orchestras around the world. Amy Porter, another great flutist, has praised Amy's talent and passion for music. Recently, she performed a breathtaking flute concerto at the local music center that was so impressive that it left everyone in awe of her performance. She continues to inspire others with her musical talent and passion for music. In 2006, Amy Rose was the flutist in the Juilliard School and Mozarteum Academy Concert Hall. She has also performed with flutist Amy Porter in Salzburg and given a solo recital at Michigan School of Music Center. Rose has attended Skidmore Colleges, Zankel Music's National Concert, and Michigan's Henry Ford Community College. She is currently a teacher at the college level and an artist in residence at Michigan State University. Rose is also a frequent guest artist for several music festivals around the world, such as the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival, Interlochen Arts Camp, and National Repertory Orchestra. She has had the honor of performing with many incredible musicians, including her sister, brother, and the Sonic character. Her powerful witch personality is often seen in her music and fanfiction. Danny loves Amy Rose's school play because it reflects her own feelings about relationships. He appreciates the idea of love and how it can help bring people together. He also admires how she takes on relationship sections in a mature way, such as getting to know someone before jumping into a relationship or understanding her own body and its boundaries. Danny is also reminded of his older sister when he watches Amy Rose's play, as he sees how she too has lost a friend but finds them again through love and understanding. Amy Rose's school play is a hit among Sonic fans everywhere for its unique take on relationships and characters. It's a part of the Sonic Adventure series, officially released by Bradygames Sega and includes Sega strategy guides and other related material. Sonic Origins, Sonic's 15, plus 12 Game Gear titles, are included in the pack as well as Sega CD titles. The expansion pack also adds 12 Game Gear games and Mega Drive Plus expansion discs for more playable characters. Players can purchase players for the game or add-ons such as Knuckles Adventure and Yaya Island. The Amy Rose school play is full of exciting characters and an engaging storyline that makes it a must-have for all Sonic fans. The play follows Amy Rose, a pink hedgehog, who joins Sonic in his 3D Sonic games. As she grows closer to him as his girlfriend, and later wife, Amy Rose is often causing comic mischief with her friends. She gets into trouble when she takes part in the Hedgehog games with the devil and joins forces with him to fight Shadow on Earth. This contained many controversies as some disapproved of her wearing only her underwear while fighting. However, Amy Rose has become an iconic character of the series and was featured in many later games alongside Sonic. Her story is one of courage and determination to join forces with Sonic to cause two causes: saving the world and their love for each other. Amy Rose loves Sonic, and when Sonic is in trouble she owes him $100, she won't hesitate to help him out. At Amy's school play, she shows her affection for him by stopping Sonic from leaving. Knowing that Amy's mom is part of the Sonic team, they team up to start their mission. Along the way they meet Shadow the Hedgehog and together they save the world. The play ends with Amy Rose giving her mom a hug at home. She finally shows her gratitude for knowing Amy by showing how much she cares about her and appreciates all that she has done for them. Amy Rose was in the school play, and she had a special part. She was to defeat Sonic the Hedgehog in a Hedgehog Jenga style game. The crowd cheered for Amy Rose as she made her moves and Sonic was left with no options but to lose. This play was a very important moment for Amy Rose because it showed her experience and how she could take on difficult tasks with confidence. The next scene involved Zelda singing the theme song from the Hedgehog album, which brought
out a lot of excitement from the audience. As they sang along, Amy Rose channeled all of her inner strength to defeat Sonic once again, this time in an automatic murder you game. Silver loses track of the game and misses his chance at winning against Amy Rose, making fun of himself during this scene. At this point, everyone in the theater is cheering on for Amy Rose as she wins yet another battle against Sonic and Silver loses again. Amy's experience in defeating Sonic twice during one school play has given her a sense of accomplishment that will last forever. She was able to bring together colleagues, sometimes friends, in various ways to students and researchers. Team Changed She's and Jack Mesereau students worked together in the symposium to get back their original selves. Sonic Team emerged from the theory game premises with Charmy that allowed them to get back to their original basis. Amy enjoyed this experience as she was able to work with teachers from college and see how times had slightly changed since then.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Heidi and this was episode 8 of Adventures of Amy Rose. See y'all next time.